Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the scripture. Amen. I want to welcome everyone to this broadcast. Thank God. Amen. Wherever you're at, teaching from the book of Romans, and on the set with me is Kathy D. She'll be reading. And we're in chapter 1 of the book of Romans. And what verse are we starting on? 29 or something?
Right, we're going to start on 29.
Okay. Let's read all of these and see what we got to deal with here.
Okay, can I read 28? Because it kind of explains the
sure.
rest of the verses.
Verse 28.
Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Thank you. They do not like to retain God in their knowledge, right? Is
right.
that what that says?
That is what it says.
That's remarkable. That's many people. That's many, many people. They don't even want God in their knowledge.
You know, the margin says to acknowledge God.
That's what it said.
Right.
You know, one of the most dangerous prayers, ending a prayer in Christ's name. What Christ?
Amen.
You follow me?
I follow you.
And to address, oh God, what God? You really turned me up here. What God? What Christ? I've been around religious people all my life. And many of them start, oh God. And many of them end in Christ's name.
Amen.
Antichrist? Dangerous, folks. I've thought this a long time. I don't know if I've ever been so plain. Amen. But in most of your universities, they don't want God mentioned. Scary how America has rejected the Creator. It's grievous to my heart to see how many people choose to go to hell. Jesus said to the Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, scribes, how will you escape the damnation of hell? He said that, right?
Yes, he did.
Matthew 23. How will you escape the damnation of hell? I don't know. God's the one that sends you there. Amen. I have a fear of God, or I could never do what I do. I said this on yesterday's program. A fear of God. God means what he said. In the days of my rebellion, after God called me to be a minister of the gospel and told me not to be a veterinarian, I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe that God was talking to me. He told me so. Yet, I knew it was God. I knew it. I was afraid to acknowledge. I wanted to do my own thing. And I did. You know what's remarkable? The day that God got my attention, this cell, my veterinary hospital, and my practice. And after considerable dialogue between us, I gave up. I realized you can't do anything about this. This is God talking to you. You're going to have to obey God. And I did. And I'm grateful for your sake, for my sake. The world is in a great peril, a great danger of being cast in to hell. I don't even like to talk about hell. But it's here. It's in my heart. It's in the Word. Jesus said it. It's a frightening thing to think about hell for eternity. Never ends. This group of people did not, they were not thankful. They did not glorify God when they knew God. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So they ended up doing all these things that are not fit, not convenient. Amazing what a human being, a human heart can do, will do. It says in the book of Jeremiah, heart deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Amazing. Let's look at some of these words.
All right.
Let's see what people do. Let's read a couple of them.
All right. Being filled with all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness.
Now, all these things that follow are unrighteous.
All right.
All these words, all right?
All right. Fornication.
Fornication. Common. Common today in the world. A common thing everywhere you look. I'm not condemning you. If you do not believe on Jesus, you condemn yourself. If you do not take up your cross daily and follow Jesus, you condemn yourself. Amen. Next.
Next is wickedness.
Wickedness. Go ahead.
Covetousness.
Covetousness, which is idolatry. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans, we'll get to it later, he did not know lust, and the law had not said, thou shalt not covet. Amazing. That's idolatry. Covetousness is idolatry. Same thing. In our country, in the world, we covet everything. Everything. Let's move on.
Maliciousness.
Malice. Malicious acts. Amazing. How? People, how malicious people are. What they will do against another person. It's in the heart. It's unrighteous. Next.
Full of envy.
Envy. Did you know Jesus was crucified because of envy? That's what it says. Envying other people, things that other people have, or what other people are. I've been blessed in my life. Not boasting. I've had plenty of evil out of my heart. And I don't recall envying people. Brenda, I had a person tell me that used to work for me, this ministry, that I envied him. And I said, and what do you have that I envy you? Next.
Murder.
Murder. It's in the heart. Comes out of the heart. Matthew 12 says, I think it's 34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Murder in the heart causes people to kill people. And they say, I don't know why I did it. It's in your heart. That's why. Scary. What's next?
Debate.
Yeah, politicians. Debate. This goes on TV all the time. We're going to debate this. What good does it do? None. It's in your heart. In your heart. What's next?
Deceit.
The what? Deceit?
Deceit, yes.
There it is. Deceit, it's a lie. Next. What?
Next, malignity.
What?
Malignity.
Right, to malign people.
Right.
Right. Go ahead.
And then whispers.
Oh, yeah. Whisper. Can you believe that's in your heart? And that's why you like to do that? It's amazing. Without God, a human being is most miserable. Next.
Backbiters.
What?
Backbiters.
Backbiter?
Backbiters, right. B.
Back.
Backbiters, yes.
Yeah. Goes on all the time. God doesn't like it either. Next.
Haters of...
Look, that's speaking behind your back.
Right.
Next.
Haters of God.
There you go. They hate God. They hate God, and they hate God's people. Jesus said they hated him, and they'd hate us. And I found that to be true. They hated Jesus, and they hated me. Isaiah 59, a person that departs from evil makes themselves a prey. Next.
Despiteful.
Despiteful?
Right.
A lot of that goes on. You know that?
Yes.
A lot of spite. What's next?
Proud.
Proud. Proud. Pride. Did not glorify God when they knew him? Were not thankful? Did not like to retain God in their knowledge? Pride. Proverbs 6 tells us God hates six things. One of them, first one, a proud look. Next.
Boasters.
Boasters, right. It's not wrong to boast in God, what God has done. But boastful, boastfulness is an incredible thing. You know, there's a senator, I forgot about that. I recall it very well. A senator that had on their resume that they were part Cherokee, I think, Native American. Not at all. Amazing. Went to Harvard. That's bad, isn't it?
Yes.
Next.
Inventors of evil things.
Amen. All the time. Inventing. Evil. Thank God. Next.
Disobedient to parents.
Right. What do we have today? Children that won't mind their parents at all. Their parents are responsible. They're responsible. We've got it everywhere. Rebellious children. Disobedient to their parents. And they get old enough to get away from the parents. But normally, the parents are also disobedient to everything. Next.
Without understanding.
The human race has little understanding. Without God, you're not going to understand. There are seven spirits of God listed in the book of Isaiah. One of them is understanding. You don't understand unless you have God in your heart, Jesus in your heart. And then you can get understanding. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2:7, consider what I say, and God will give you understanding in all things. Understanding comes from God. That's where you get it. The human race is most miserable, I said that, without God. And their actions are miserable. Next.
Covenant breakers.
Covenant breakers. Amen. Every kind of covenant. All of them. They just break them. Constantly. It's normal. I need to restart that. It's almost normal. Or I should say, it is normal in the eyes of men and women to break covenants. What's next?
Then without natural affection.
Without natural affection, big argument in the world, been there all my life, but natural affection is it's simple. It is simple. God made a man and he made a woman. And it's natural. Certain affections are natural. One of the worst today in our society is perverted sexual activity. Perverted sexual activity. I guess from things I've heard, the attitude is everybody does it. And that makes it all right. No. No way. No way. God have mercy on the human race. What's the name?
Implacable.
Do you know the meaning of that word?
I did earlier. I believe it.
That's right. Yeah. How much time we got?
We've got about 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes.
Seven?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
7.5, yeah.
All right, then we've got...
We can finish.
Well, we got 2 minutes.
Right.
All right. Before the song.
The last one is unmerciful.
Oh. Is that the...
That's the last of the list.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you meet those guys.
Yeah.
No mercy. No mercy whatsoever. Amazing. Amazing how good man treats other people, other men and women. They all made by the same God. Amen.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. They're all made in the image of God, all of us. And just treat people terrible. But that's okay. No, it's not okay. Show mercy. We're going to have a song by Terry Brown, God on the Mountain. Terry?
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got my peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on of faith. When you're up on the mountain and your talk comes so easy, life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day, talk of faith. When you're up on your mountain and your talk comes so easy, when life's at its best, but it's down in that valley of trials and temptation, that's when your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. For the God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of your good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day, He's still God in the night. Yes, the God of the day, He's still God in the night. Oh, the God of your day, He's still God in your night.
Thank you. At the beginning of this broadcast, we told you what the gospel is. How? That Jesus died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried, and He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what He preached. It's what He lived by. If you believe that in your heart, then you're saved. You're born again. If you believe that in your heart, you're saved. Simple. You're born again. Very simple. Same thing. I'd like to hear from you. Email me. gospel@doyledavidson.com. God bless.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.